Oh my god, it's tease time. Can I tease her hair?
Dude, you should have seen the burnt omelet I gave this chick last night. It looked like the chef quit halfway through.
Wow. Monkey!
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Today is Wednesday, January 26th.
2011.
So we got the show all ghetto hooked up today. It's real ridiculous. Do you need to put your mic up?
I'm trying to find the best spot.
Oh, okay. Because you look kind of hunched over.
To talk into this mic.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So last time the shows were kind of bassy, so I don't know what was up with that.
And it's still going to be bassy this time.
Yeah. Maybe I can try to fix it in post-production.
I have no comment.
Because we all know how much Ricky loves to edit a show.
Yeah.
So, what? It's been like 2 weeks, I think, since we recorded. 3 weeks?
Two or three. Sounds right. Oh, what? My God. I sound so muffled. It's horrible.
I don't... Maybe it's the headphones?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It's, well.
Let's pause it and let's see what it sounds like.
Okay.
Okay, we're back and we have a new problem now, so.
Nothing like problems.
Oh, I don't know if you guys can hear that lovely noise in the background. Actually, I don't hear it as bad anymore now, so.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's been 2 or 3 weeks since we recorded, and a lot of things have happened, well, on my side at least. I no longer am employed. I am a desperate housewife with no money. I get to do yoga and I get to sleep.
Inquiring minds want to know, why did you quit so far in advance of your move?
Because I wanted to enjoy some time before I leave, and I'm going down to the Keys this week, and I wanted to hang out with a bunch of people, and I guess because I could.
Okay.
So... I mean, yeah, I could have went up there earlier, but I did it the way I wanted to do it.
Or worked longer.
Right. Well, I'm not too much worried about that part, actually. So, because I'm selling my car next Friday, I'm selling it. And also, I did my tax return, so I'll be all right.
Did they pay you in 10 ones or a whole $10 bill?
No. I'm getting $1,000 for it.
Are you shitting me?
Mm-hmm.
Were they high on crack?
No, it's my friend Dan. He, what he does is buy cars and then turns around and sells them for like a lot more than what they are.
Well, but, like buy here, pay here?
No, not really. Because he fixes them himself. He's not like a, it's not like a company or whatever.
Oh.
But there's not too much wrong with it other than just he already has the glove compartment and he's going to put a stereo in it. And he's going to put two new seats in it, but everything else is okay. I mean, he'll probably do a paint job on it, but
wasn't it running like crap?
Well, only because it needs a engine coil, and he's replacing that. So once that's replaced, it's fine.
Oh.
Excuse me, I had to take a drink. I'm drinking cranberry grape juice diluted with water because I cannot stand fruit juice straight up. It's like gross to me.
Well, if you put liquor in there, that helps.
Well, that's
too.
Diluted. Mm-hmm. That would be diluted. And yeah. I prefer my juice that way.
Drink your juice. Not my gin. Drink your juice, Shelby. Drink your juice.
Not my gin and juice because I fucking hate gin.
Gin.
Sorry,
is
big fatty.
Fucking nasty.
It's like I'm going outside right now and I'm licking a pine tree.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's disgusting.
Just put the tap right into the side of the pine tree. And...
just like they do maple. Mm-hmm. Maple syrup. Up in the Northeast, one of those states.
Lick it, bitch.
So, how have you been?
The honest truth, I'm going through another one of my depressive modes.
Mm-hmm.
Our long-term listeners will know that I've battled depression off and on for many years now, and I don't know if I need a medication adjustment or, you know, it's just the season or whatever, but I've been kind of
blah,
really in a mood the past month or so. So I have a...
Do you want to talk about it? Maybe somebody can help you out?
I have a doctor's appointment next next Tuesday.
Just hide the rusty razor blades before that doctor's appointment. Poor thing.
Well, I got in the tub, but I didn't slip my wrists.
Yeah, Julian and I had lunch last Saturday, and he was telling me about that, and I was just like, okay. Did you not do it only because there were no razor blades around and the bathtub's really not that deep to be drowning?
No, the tub's deep. I just wanted a tub to relax.
Mm-hmm.
A nice hot tub and relax my muscles and get away from the fucking dog and away from the husband for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes you need a few minutes alone.
Oh, I hit that shoe and I thought it was your foot. I was like, oh my God, we just touched.
No, you didn't. Whew. I mean, no, we didn't.
I've been, like, doing some yoga and stuff, and it's helped a lot, like, with thinking. And it's really funny, though, is when I'm in there and then Alvi Hirden. I don't know if that's a mix between Scandinavian.
Is that
or
the Kim Beaver language?
I guess so. I'll
be here.
Oh, I love Kim Beaver. I'll be here. But the best part about yoga class is the fact that I get to hear middle-aged women go.
Do you think that? Now, do you think that's coming out of the front or the back?
Both.
Ooh.
I have to keep control of myself because I want to die laughing every time. We're like in a balance sequence, you know, we're trying to balance and then somebody does that and I'm just like, you know, like going back and forth. Because if you laugh, they don't like that. They do not like that.
I can imagine that, Mike, if a woman was like in one of their poses and then they queefed and their lips flapped against each other and it kind of tickled. That would be uncomfortable.
I guess so. But usually their stretch pants are so tight, the lips are separated anyway. So, but yeah, I've been doing yoga and it's hard, but it feels good afterwards. Like the last 10 minutes of the yoga session, you get to do this like relaxation stuff. And basically it's this lady talking you to sleep and it's fucking awesome.
I mean, I could see the benefits of the actual mechanics of it, but the whole,
feel the light coming out of your fingertips
that shit,
the trees are breathing for you. And
that shit is a bit too much for me.
And sometimes when I'm doing it, I'm like, really?
Mechanically, I can see the benefits, but when they get into that astros,
with their strong or their soft voices like this, and da da da.
No, motherfucker, I'm a redneck from Polk County. Y'all just got to talk to me like this. How am I gonna be in right now?
How am I gonna be in right now? I've never noticed this red button on before right here. I don't know what it is, but oh well. Oopsie. Yeah, and some of the position titles are just really like out there, like downward dog and upward dog and horse.
Reverse cowgirl.
No, that's not yoga. That's what we could call that. Yoga. Julian's yoga.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Joe yoga.
Oh, yeah, it could be that too. Mm. But who wants to take Joe yoga? Mm. No one. Probably ghetto people. Oh, speaking of Joe and Dallas, we would like to really thank you for our movies that you sent us. We love it. And we love your handwriting.
Yes, yes. Your movies were fantastic. Let's see. I got... God damn, I should have wrote these down.
Vanilla covered in chocolate?
Shit. Vanilla cream with a chocolate on top or a chocolate topping. And then, what the hell was the other one? It was really good too. Damn it. Why can't I remember things anymore?
Oh, you're getting old.
Mm-hmm.
We did, you need to start doing puzzles to keep your mind.
We did watch one that wasn't black oriented.
Uh-huh.
But
is it porn?
Yeah. What?
I don't want to think about that.
Oh, hush. But it was like...
Oh, hush.
But you know, it was like white people.
And how did that go?
It went well. We only kept it on for a few minutes and then we, you know.
Uncomfortable for reals.
We had to set the we had to set the computer aside.
Oh, Lord. You're on the laptop in bed. Mm-hmm. Y'all can't even sit on the couch and do it.
Well,
watch
no.
it. And that laptop, that little, was it 13-inch screen? Is that what it is?
Probably, yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun. Speaking of sex life, yeah, I have none.
You mean you
it's awful.
You haven't been going trick-or-treating?
No, I have not. And no one's been coming to trick-or-treat since, you know, I don't have my own place. So.
You mean you haven't carved a hole in the bathroom wall of the Starbucks yet?
You can't do that. It's only one room.
Damn. You thought about it, didn't you?
No.
You dirty whore.
I wouldn't. All you have to do is go in there and lock it. Really. But, I mean, I wouldn't do that because it's kind of like a big public place and a lot of people are there all the time, which I have been there a lot in the past 3 weeks. Like, crazy ridiculous.
Come out to my car, y'all.
I got tinted windows. Yeah, because it's exactly like that. I try to make it as slobbery as slobbery. Nah, I can't fucking talk. Y'all, that's us taking a drink.
Yes.
Because our voices are dry. So what else we got going on? We're going to yoga. Oh, I'm going to the Keys on Friday.
Cool.
That's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I want to go back to the Keys. I haven't been to the Keys in probably over 10 years, and it was I had an awesome time mm-hmm. down there in the Keys.
Oh.
And
were you single then?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. I bet you did have a good time.
But that was pre-whore.
Really? Was there ever?
Yeah, that was. There was pre-whore.
Was that... When was that? Like 21, 22 is when you turned whore, right?
Probably like 24.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
So I was like very early 20s.
Were you with gay people or were you?
Yeah.
With... Oh, but who were you with?
I mean, when
do I know any of the people you were
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I was with my friend Richard who lives in Atlanta now.
Oh, okay.
And some lesbians. But me and him went out to the clubs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was.
You were a prude.
I didn't have my mojo going back then.
That's a shame because down there.
In the Keys?
It could be in the Keys, yes. We're actually staying in Isle Mirada, which is like halfway
mm-hmm.
from Florida. Well, I guess the Keys are Florida, but.
Halfway between the Key Largo and Key West.
Yeah. So we'll be driving down to Key West probably Saturday night or Saturday and doing our thing.
Fun.
So I was like, I was talking to Gigi, and I was like, so, you know, in the clubs down there, do people wear, like, you know, jeans and dress shirts or what? And she's like, well, whatever. I guess they, you know, do whatever. You know, I really don't like to go out unless I'm kind of dressed up.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, well, I'll just take jeans and a t-shirt or jeans and a shirt. So where are we going to change? And she goes, in the car. I'm like, are you fucking crazy?
Oh, Jesus
I'm not
Christ.
Changing in a car. I'm not a whore. She goes, or a bathroom. And I was like, okay, I'll go to a bathroom and change.
Me and my mom went up to my great uncle's funeral one time in rural.
Well, one time?
Well,
I would hope he only had one funeral.
In rural South Georgia.
Ooh, where there's only white people.
Yes. And. We had absolutely no place to change into our good funeral clothes
mm-hmm.
except on a back side Red Clay Road.
Sorry, I had to get up and shut the door.
So
red was it wet?
No, it was dry, but...
Have you ever been on red, wet red clay before?
Yes, I have.
Were you able to stand up?
It's slicker than snot.
Ew, gross. It's slicker than cum.
You would know.
You would know. So, where were we going with that? Oh, the part, Key West.
Key West.
Yeah, so I need to change my Bear 411 city to Key West, I guess, and see what happens down there. But Gigi, you might have to drive home by yourself, because I might have somebody come. But I would not do that, because it'd be my luck. They'd be like, I'm not fucking taking you anywhere.
You might have somebody come.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, Connor and I have been bed shopping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I saw your tweet.
Because we want to upgrade from a queen size to a king size.
Mm-hmm.
And we've tried the Tempur-Pedics.
Mm-hmm.
We've tried, you know.
The number beds.
We actually, yesterday, we went to the Sleep Number store over in International
mm-hmm.
Plaza. And
what's your number?
I was like a 40. But you know what? I actually didn't. I never could get comfortable on that thing. I did not like it.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he would shift his weight, I could actually feel it pulling through.
I thought the beds were separated.
It's supposed to be, but I could actually feel it pulling through my lower back. I really didn't care for it. And that was one of their more higher-end models.
Mm-hmm.
So I 86'd that one. And then we went to Macy's.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know they sold beds there.
Oh, yeah. And they have the Simmons Beauty Rest. Their luxury line is called the Beauty Rest Black.
Why is it called black?
You know why.
Are the mattresses black?
Well, they have like black trim.
Oh, okay.
Around. But anyway, they have different model names. Like the one I like was the Black Yvonne.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have one like the Black Desiree.
Mm-hmm. So, like, named after women, black women, or black women names?
Yes.
Was there a Shaquaique or a Bonquiqui?
None of them got that ghetto.
Oh.
But they were all like...
They're like classy black names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like slave mistresses, slave owners' mistresses.
Yeah.
Like Donna.
Right. But they're like $3,000, so...
Bum, bum, ba, bum. Boom.
Yeah. So, I think we're going to end up going with a regular... Beauty Rest, Simmons Beauty Rest, and we found one we really liked.
You should shop around for them before you...
Famous Tate.
Oh, uh-huh.
And we had went there and tested out models, and Connor was talking to the guy about the frames, and we were both kind of on the fence as to whether this guy was gay or not. Had on a wedding band, but his mannerisms were real queer.
Gay.
Yeah, queer. So anyway, Connor was talking to him about the bed frames, and Connor's like, well, do you have like a really robust frame? Because, you know, just in case we like want to get on the trapeze or something. On.
He said that?
Yes, I swear to God, I turned like 10 kinds of red because I'm just like laying on the bed on my back, you know, feeling the comfort level. And he says that I turned so red.
I would have had to walk away from
that. And just
that.
Looked at him, and I'm like. And the salesman, to his credit, just kind of act like he didn't hear it and just kept on with his...
I would have died if that happened to me.
Yeah.
That's like the second time he's embarrassed you like that. The first time was with the concealer, right?
Yes. Well, that's all right. I got him back.
Oh, you
did?
Well,
not embarrassed him, but he embarrassed himself.
Uh-huh.
We had gone to the store and bought a box of...
Oh, do me like a lady?
Yeah.
Was not embarrassing
we,
enough?
We had bought a box of ice cream sandwiches.
Uh-huh.
And these were both chocolate and vanilla.
Uh-huh.
And we get home. He opens the box up. And I hear him in there, like, opening pack wrapper after wrapper.
Uh-huh.
And he's like... We got fucking ripped off. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? He's like, all of these are vanilla. I'm like, turn the motherfuckers over. Like one side has a vanilla.
It wasn't like layered. It was like,
well, okay. He thought like half the package was all vanilla and half was all chocolate. And it's like, they're like one chocolate
one chocolate bar, one bar. Vanilla bar, yeah. in the sandwich.
Yeah.
He's special.
Yeah.
He's pretty.
He's like
pretty special.
It's like, oh.
That's hilarious. We got ripped off. Oh, that's funny. So I forget. I don't know if I talked about this. So at the gym, did I talk to you about this at lunch when I was at the gym and what a guy said to me?
I don't remember it. If you okay. did.
So I'm at the gym and I'm in the locker room and I'm like changing, you know, mm-hmm. I just got out of the shower, so I'm changing. And this guy, maybe your build, maybe a little bit shorter.
Right.
You know, not a big body frame,
mm-hmm.
but he's like all working out and, you know, whatever. I saw him out there, but I really didn't pay attention to him. Y'all, that was some mocha covered almonds. So, so he walks up to me. He goes, you know, I still can't believe he said this to me. He goes, you know, I would like die to have your body frame, but I would want more muscle and less fat on it.
And without and without the MRSA on your head.
I was like, I just looked at him. I kind of looked around. I was like, are there cameras around here? Is somebody trying to fuck with me? I was like, thanks, I guess. He's like, okay, man, I'll see you later.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Like, backhanded comment, maybe?
Some people are so fucking rude.
But I don't know if he... I would be able to look at him and tell that he was being rude. And he was, like, being sincere. Like, he wanted my body build, like, you know, I guess...
Yeah.
What do you call that? Frame, I guess?
Frame, yeah.
But would want more muscle than fat. And I was... And he was sincere... But it totally, like, hurt my feelings. I was like, fuck, dude. I've lost 76 goddamn pounds. I mean, I know I'm flabby shit, but come on. I was so insulted. I almost cried. Thank God there was no one else in there.
How much would I have paid to have
a video
of that?
Seriously, I looked around. I was like, is somebody fucking with me?
I put it on continuous loop on the website.
So, yeah, that was pretty insulting, which, you know, whatever. Yeah, I know I'm still fat and I still have some loose skin, but I'm working on it. Damn it. Yoga. There's this one position in yoga called the crocodile. And you know what a plank is, right? Like the setup
board on the floor.
No. Oh. You know, when you go to do a push-up, how you're, like, in stance?
Uh-huh.
That's a plank.
Okay.
So crocodile is you go down from the plank with your arms are still like this by your side,
mm-hmm.
and you have to go halfway down and hold yourself up.
Right.
And literally, I think the back of my arms are about to fucking snap. And she's like, hold it. Okay, release into upward dog or whatever the fuck the move's called.
Upward dog.
And I'm like, oh, my God. My arms hurt. She's like, and then she goes, get and find your plank. This is the thing they're always doing. Find your plank, find your balance, your equality, or whatever they're trying to tell you to find. Breathe. I'm like, I can't fucking breathe right now because if I do, I'm going to fall over.
Bitch, my equality is on my ass in this recliner right here.
Right. My equality is laying flat on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't know why I went into that story. So, we're at 24 minutes.
Okay.
It's been a kind of weird show.
Yeah, it has.
It's just we're not in our own elements like we used to be.
We're not in our own elements. We're kind of know what's coming.
Right.
So.
Well, and it's probably some of that is leading to this news that we're about to tell you. Should I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So you all know I'm moving to Chicago, and that's wonderful and that's excellent, but it's also sad because I have to leave a bunch of friends. And so I have decided to stop the show completely. Just kidding. No, I just wanted them to like have a heart attack for a second. So anyway, seriously. So the past couple shows that Julian and I have done.
Right.
Especially the one where we did separately over Skype, I found to be very, well, it sounded weird, first of all, because yeah. I know we would have to change the way that we record.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I felt that the chemistry that we once had when we were in the room together was completely lost because we weren't side by side. And so, and even still, since we've done shows since then, I still kind of feel like weird.
Really?
Not really weird, but just we're not constantly living together, so we're not, I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, we're not keeping up together as much as we normally do.
Right.
So, because of the recording over Skype and my laziness of editing a show and being an hour different than Julian and having a completely different job than what I used to have, where there's not going to be as much scheduling, you know, as solid scheduling. Well, I mutually, did we make a decision? Or, I mean,
I,
we can be honest. I don't care.
Don't know that I would call it mutual, uh-huh. but, you know, you founded the show, and mm-hmm. I have to respect your decision, so.
So, what will happen is, I don't know if this will be the last one,
right?
For Julian, but when I move to Chicago, Julian will no longer be on the show. Not because I don't like him or I don't love him, because he knows that.
Of course.
It's just that I moved to Chicago. You know, things are going to be crazy there for a while, and I just don't know if we'll have the same chemistry as we did when we lived together, which I miss a lot. And so Julian will no longer be on the show, but I do not have a co-host lined up who will be in Chicago. So I really don't know if this is the last show. I'm not for sure when the next one will be out.
Yeah.
So don't give up on me, you know, if you don't get anything for a couple months.
Yeah.
I mean, most people will give up if they don't get anything for a couple months.
Unsubscribe.
You can unsubscribe, and then you could maybe join a new show.
Having said that, I want to say that the past 2 years have been an awesome ride. I've had a ton of fun, a million laughs.
Mm-hmm.
I've met a lot of awesome people. It's meant a great deal to me to experience all the things I've done, and you know, it's been a large part of my life, and it's something I kind of want to continue doing. So in that direction, I'm going to attempt to start my own show.
Mm-hmm.
And the format and everything hasn't really been sorted out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working with some of the people in our little community and getting some help and pointers from them. And I want to thank them greatly for all the help that they've given me, and you guys just keep an eye out for things to come in the future.
Are you gonna? Because I remember we discussed it a long time ago, and the name that you would like to have. Are you going to continue with that?
I am, but I'm not prepared to announce.
Well, it. No, I don't announce
it yet, only because I haven't.
I'm going to tell you, it's hilarious.
I haven't tied down the name, let's
say.
Oh,
okay. Are they investigating that for you or whatever?
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. I mean, it's bad news, but it's good news for us both. Of course, Julian knows I'm going to miss him when I leave, because the past 2 years, he's the person that was like a constant. You do hold a record for the longest co-host on Foul Monkeys. Not that that's a big thing. And I don't have an award for you.
And the best.
So, in the best. I like how you put that in there. Yeah, probably so. I have to agree. I mean, it was fun. So, if you guys wish to send emails or anything to us about the situation, there's not really a lot of changing minds you can do.
Yeah.
But you're always free to express how you feel, and we can talk about it or whatever the case may be.
It is what it is. Everyone's free to send their support, or, you know, if you'd like to
tell us to fuck off, then
throw some pointers in the my way if you're a little more technical than me, seeing as how I am the pretty one on the show, and
right.
I know next to nothing about.
But really, Julian, if Big Fatty can do it,
I know.
You can do it. Seriously. If Big Fatty can record a show and upload one.
But I want it to sound better than that.
Sorry, Big Fatty. Speaking of Big Fatty and my trip to leave to Chicago, I'm actually leaving on February 13th and driving to South Carolina. I will be arriving that evening on the 13th. And I will be staying at the Fat Cave. I don't know if we're going to be going out that evening. I know I'm going to be there Monday and Monday night also. So I'm really not for sure too much of the plans there. So if this is the last show, then I'll have Big Fatty give some information out. And if keep an eye out on the Foul Monkeys fan book page. Oh, God, I'm going to have to.
Which I'm going to stay on until I can release information about my venture, and then I'll give it back to you.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's nice of you. Well, you can stay on there anyway. It doesn't matter, because you're really, I like that you keep in touch with people on there, because I forget to go on there, because it doesn't send you anything in the mail to let you know that someone's posted something.
I know.
I fucking hate that part.
That is kind of aggravating.
And then here we are answering like 2 weeks later. Oh, well, you know, da 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 da. And they're like, fuck off. It's too late.
You're right. I already forgot about you.
And then from, let's see, that's the 13th is a Sunday. I'll be the 14th. I'll be staying at Big Fatty's on Monday. Wait. 12, 13. Yeah, 14th. And then Tuesday the 15th, I'm getting up and driving to Cincinnati, Ohio, where I'm staying with my friend Brian. Tuesday night and Wednesday night. So if you are in Cincinnati or the Cincinnati area and you would like to meet up, well, just let me know and we can try to work something out. And then that Thursday morning, I'm getting up in Cincinnati and driving to Chicago, and I will be there.
Wow.
I'm nervous.
Are you going to hire some transients to lug your shit up?
No, I hired them on the website when I rented my U-Haul.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. You can rent them.
Oh, cool.
For 2 hours, two people, $150. It's worth it to me.
Oh. That works.
So, yeah, that's my future traveling thing. So if you're in the South Charleston, Charleston, South Carolina area,
know how many people are out there screaming, just fucking move already. God damn, we've been hearing this shit for 6 months.
It has been a long time. But, you know, everything works its course. It has to. I wanted it to go on my timeline, and so it did. Unfortunately, some of my timeline was released to other people before I wanted them to.
You mean you blabbed it to everybody?
No, I mean at my work and stuff.
Oh.
Like, I can care less about everybody else, but at my work and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, that's my future traveling plans. And if you're along the way and probably won't stop and have lunch with you, because I'm driving like 9 or 10 hours to Charleston. So, and then from Charleston, I think it's 9 or 10 hours to Cincinnati. So I probably won't have a lot of time to be.
Well, I'm going to stop. I'll still be here in Lakeland.
Oh, You can always come visit me.
Oh, that's nice.
Or you could ride up with me and fly back.
Mm.
No, not that nice.
I'd be scared to stay in the Fat Cave.
I'm really nervous about staying in the Fat Cave because
you're going to get the sling in the puppet show.
No, I don't want either. And I'm going to make sure I wear shoes in the if I have to stay in the sling room. I'll make sure I wear shoes in there.
You know, it's kind of off the subject, but I seen these hedges today, and they were like shaped into the shape of a huge butt plug. And I immediately thought of Big Fatty.
Where were those at?
Out on the north side of town.
Oh.
They were like, had the pointy, and then they went in, and then come back out again.
Oh, no. I bet it was a big old gays living there, probably. Ew. I'm nervous. Maybe I should stay with Larry Vader if he'll let me stay there. All right. So, I guess we're out of here. I don't know if this will be the last show or not. I know I'm going to be gone next weekend, and then maybe next weekend or the weekend after that we can record something. But if not, then probably not going to have time because I'm starting to get down to I have to do a lot of shit. So, but this is Ricky.
This is Julian.
Wait, do we want to say?
We might as well.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jcmarple@gmail.com.
You can send us junk and stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Join the Foul Monkeys fan page on Facebook. You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at jcmarple.
And you can follow me on Twitter as Foul Monkeys and at Facebook as Ricky Burton. Well, we know for 2 years I've never gotten that right, so whatever.
I know, and it took seven takes to get it right on
to record it.
Outro.
Yeah. So, but you guys support Julian. I would really appreciate it if you did. He's a good friend, and I'm going to miss him a lot. And so, I want you guys to give him the respect that you give us or give me, and wish him well.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to miss you too, and I'm certainly going to miss this until I get my thing going, and I love every one of the fans, and you know it. I love doing this, so that's
okay.
So something I'm looking forward to.
I can't wait because
continuing
doing excited for you. So, all right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky,
and this is Julian.
You guys have a great week, and we will talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.